BRMM Gimel Lamed Beis. We just learned to Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, if a woman, when she's a Nara, can acquire her own get when she's an Arusa. And we learned Rashi that said this is only a Machloikas by Arusa, where her father still maintains rights. But once she's in a Suwa, the father has no rights. She, of course, can get her own get. We're up to Amar Rish Lakish, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the bottom, 43B. I assume it's 2.
3.
3? Okay. Amar Rish Lakish. Kamachlaikas the Gerishin, Kachmachlaikas the Kedushin. Just like there's a Machlaikas by Gerishin, so there's a Machlaikas by Kedushin. Meaning, can a woman accept her own marriage as a Nara? The Tanakhama would say yes, and Rabbi Yehuda would say the father has the right exclusively, just like he has the right exclusively to accept the get, he has the right to accept the Kedushin, and he's exclusive. Whereas the Tanakhama, who allowed her to accept her get, would also allow her to accept the Kedushin. That's what Rish Lakish said. The Gechlin Amar, Machlokes LeGerushin. Aval Kedushin Divi Akar Lavi Avalahi. The Gechlin says that by Kedushin, everybody agrees that only the father can accept Kedushin, and the girl has no right to accept Kedushin as long as she's under the control of her father. If her father is dead, she can accept Kedushin. She is a Nara. She is a mature girl. She's a Gedayla. She's Chayav in all mitzvahs. Except, as long as the father has the right, Rabbi Yechonah says everybody agrees that he has the exclusive right. Rashi? From Gerishin we learn out to Kedushin. From Rabbanon, the source is Gerishin. And from Gerishin, we learn out to Kedushin. That's what Rish Lakish said. Back to Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Yehoshua, but for the end of my time at Rabbi Yehoshua, I'll leave it to Rabbanon. See, Rish Lakish makes sense. The Yotzeh V'Hoysa. The halachas that apply to Gerushin apply to Kedushin. Right? And since Rish Lakish says the Rabbanon holds, she has a yad. She's mature. Why take it away from her? And Rabbi Yehuda holds that giving it to the father removed it from her. So therefore, it makes sense. The machloikas applies to get, and the machloikas applies to kedushin. The yatsa v'haisa. Rabbi Yechanan is saying no. Kedushin is different than get. Why? So the Gemara, the gerushin, the machnasas atzma l'shus avia, bein hi ubein avia. Gerushin, she's bringing herself back to the rishus of her father. Therefore, the father, it's in his father's interest that she'd be able to get the get. Meaning, really, what Rabbi Yechonah is saying, according to this explanation, we'll change it as we go along, is that Be'etzem, in reality, it's the father's right to accept the get. But it makes sense that when she's coming back to the reshus of the father is happy that she's accepting the get. So there's no reason to cancel her rights because of her father's rights, because divorce enhances her father's rights. Because she's leaving her husband and now comes back to totally to her father. Masha Enkein, Kedushin de Mavkas Atzma Mishus Aviyah. Kedushin, she's leaving her father's Rishus, Aviyah Velahi. So Yechonah is using a logic that when the Torah said the father can accept the get, it doesn't mean exclusive. Why should the father mind if the woman gets the get herself? She is mature, she is capable, just interferes with his rights. It doesn't interfere with his rights because he's getting her back. Kedushin interferes with his rights. It's removing her from him somewhat. And therefore, the Torah gave it to the father exclusively. That's what Rabbi Yechonah said. Rashi. My time is Rabbi Yechonah, Libet Rabbanon, the Shonileb, and Kedushin LeGerushin. Now, again, it's clear that Rabbi Yechonah doesn't have a pasuk to back him up. He's using logic. And he's saying, Gerushin the Machnesis Atzma Bekabolas Gita L'Rishus Aviyah. She's entering the Rishus of her father. Aminan the Aviyah Nami Nichale. Listen to Rashi. Her father is happy. She's the Kabbalah, the Avi Gita. That's what Gemara Rashi is saying. Rashi saying the Rebbeichim interprets the right for her to accept her get is only because it's in the good interests of her father in a certain way. Masha'enken, Kiddushin is not in the interest of her father, and therefore, why should I think the Tyra gave her a right when the Tyra gave him a right? That's how Rebbeichim is interpreting it. Yes.
There is a actual machlokas if there's a hekesh and gerush and kedushin.
No, everybody agrees to the hekesh. The question is, do you apply the hekesh here?
I thought emeshiv
and ala hekesh means when the Torah compares something, you're not allowed to argue. The question is, do you use the hekesh for this? I know ain hekesh lemechtz. I know all those rules.
Okay.
But the Rebbe Yechim is saying that again. Let me try to explain it one more time. See, if Rabbi Yechon was saying there's a difference between Gerush and Kedushin, period, based on logic, then you would have a great kasha. Rabbi Yechon is interpreting the right of her to accept her get as an extension of her father, not as an individual right, but because her father is happy with that. So, Mamela, if you interpret that way by Gerushin, it can't apply to Kedushin. See, if you interpret it that she has an independent right to accept her get, then you're 100% right. Then why should Kedushin be any different than Gerushin? Again, this is at this point in the Gemara. Why should Kedushin be any different than Gerushin? But if you interpret that the right to accept her get is not really an independent right, it's because she's acting on behalf of her father. So you need the fact that the father would want this. So therefore, there's automatically a difference.
Rabbi, why does the father want
halacha that a woman can accept her own get? And this is Rabbi Yechon. At this point, again, the Gemara is going to change. At this point, the interpretation of Rabbi Yechon. Now, I just want to point out that today we would say people are happy when their daughter gets married and upset when their daughter gets divorced. Right? The Gemara Rashi uses the lashon nichale as a certain happiness. I don't use the word happiness. Contentness that his daughter is coming back to his rishus. We would think that he'd rather have his daughter married, not divorced. But this is what Rashi says, and I'm interpreting Rashi.
He has a financial interest.
Again, I still think that people were, again, from looking around this world, I want my daughter married. Financial here, financial here. I want my daughter married.
The point is, we don't live in Gemara in 2023.
Number one. Number two is that girls are older. They're not 12. No, but that was the age of marriage. I don't know. Right. Just pointing it out that nobody should ask me that.
It was also the age of maturity. I mean, when we look at a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old or, you know, some soprano boy dominating the helmet, we think, you know, that's a very nice child. But,
right. In those days, 12 was the age of marriage. 12 and a half was over the hill.
But it was the age of maturity for everything.
Yeah, I understand. Well, logically, it's the age of maturity for a girl. It's fact. She's chayav in mitzvahs at 12. That's the Gemara, right? Frank the Gemara, Vari Mimer. Mimer is a rabbinic kedushin. For those who remember Yevamos, let us refresh memories. The Rabbanan, biblically speaking, there's only one way to do Yibum. That is to live with her. The Rabbanan instituted Mimer, that a person does a act of Kedushin. It's not biblical. It's rabbinic, according to the way we paskin, not like Bishamai. It's rabbinic, and it rabbinically bonds the brother to her, which automatically doesn't allow any other brother to do Yibum. It's a rabbinic institution. That's an act. Here the husband died. She's a 12-year-old. She never had Nisuan. She had Arison. Girl had Arison at 12. At 12 and a month, her husband died, Rahman al-Islam. She now falls Yibum. She really would go back to her father's Rishus if there were no Yibum. Right? And somebody comes and does Mimer. We will see in a minute, that Anara doesn't need her father's consent to do Mimer. Mimer has to be done with the agreement of the woman. You can't, at least at this point we're learning, right? It's a Kedushin act, just like Kedushin needs her acquiescence. You need Mimer by Bia, you don't need anybody's agreement. You can go and forcefully, Yavam can theoretically forcefully force himself on this Yavama, and he's married to her. By Kedush, by Maimer, it follows the rules of Kedushin. At this point, we're going to see later on. And therefore, he needs her acquiescence. And if she's a Nara, the Mishnah says she can do Maimer without her father's Rishus. Now, if based on Rabbi Yechim and Svara, she should need her father's Rishus because she's leaving her father's Rishus. But she was a part of her father, she was still an Arusa, and now by doing Maimer, she's doing like a Kedushin. She's leaving her father's Rishus. The husband died, she went back to her father's Rishus. He now does Maimer, she's leaving her father's Rishus anyway. Let's give the Gemara a chance, okay? Let's not jump to give the Gemara answers. Let's give the Gemara a chance, yes. Again, let's give the Gemara a chance. That's what we want to do. Frank the Gemara by Maimer. So Trashi Kedusha Yabam Biyaventoi Kruya Maimer. That's called the Maimer. The Mafkas after Mishus of Yab. She's removing herself from Mishus of her father. And Utnan Ktanam in Erisin Ein Oisim by Maimer Elamidas of Yab. Ektana, who got married biblically, Erisin biblically, her husband died. Now the Yavam wants to do Maimer. He cannot do it unless the father agrees. Vanara Bemi Das Asma Bemi Das Aviyah. Rashi. Tanish is Shemeris Yavam in Erison. She's waiting Givibum from Erison. Zadayin Rishus Aviyah Aleah Koltaman Shleitziyah. The father still controls her as long as there was no Nisuan. Right? Remember, if she had Nisuan, her father's out of the picture. So we're not talking from Nisuan, we're talking about Erison. Vanara Bemi Das Aviyah. Al Meheza de Matkas Asma Mishus Av. She's leaving the Rishus of her father. Kaimi Nami Rabbana bin Mosayu. The Rabbana still stick to their chita that the woman is an independent woman at 12 and she can do it herself, like Rish Lakish. After 12, till 12 and a half. And for the Gemara, Eli Itmar Haki Itmar. You know what? We have to change Rab Shat and Rabbi Yechonon. Amar Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Chanina. Now we're going to say a different Shat and Rabbi Yechonon. We quoted Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Chanina one way. And because of this question, we're going back and saying, this is not the correct version of Rabbi Yechonon B'Chanina. We misquoted him. The following is the correct quote. My time at Rabbi Yechonon Alibad Rabbanon, Kedushin de Midaita Aviyah V'lohi, Gerushin de Balkarcha Bein Hi Bein Aviyah. Nusvar. That Kedushin requires acquiescence. The Torah gave her to her father. She's an Arusa. She's 12. She's 12, before 12 and a half. She belongs to her father. Therefore, we don't reckon with her das. We, even though halachically she's a bas das, the Torah granted the control of her das to her father. Whereas by gerushin, you don't need das. It happens whether the woman agrees, whether the woman doesn't agree, whether she understands, whether she doesn't understand, as long as she's not mishalcha v'chazeres, right? So I don't need any decision-making on the woman's part. So there the Torah gave her independent rights, because all she is accepting it. Doesn't need any agreement. Whereas Kedusha needs an agreement, she has no power to agree. So now we're saying a different shot in Rabbi Yechonon. The reason the Torah didn't give him exclusive rights by Gerushin is the Gerushin doesn't need Das. And so doesn't need Das, that's why she can get her own get. Anything that needs das, she belongs to her father. She cannot exercise her das. That's what it's saying.
Because
a 12-year-old... If you don't mind, this is a little rush. Let me read the Gemara again. My time in Rebbeinu Levi Rabbanon, Kedushin to Midaita, Kedushin that a woman has to have das, Aviv Elohi. There the father has the right. The Torah never granted the woman independent rights of das. Gerushin the Balkarka, Bein Hi Bein Aviyah. So now Rabbi Cohen's going to ask me what happened to the Yatzah V'Haisa. The answer is the Yatzah V'Haisa is in the technicality of how divorce is done and how Kedushin is done. But you still need Das by Kedushin, which you don't need by Gerushin. The Yatzah V'Haisa doesn't say no Das by Kedushin. The Yatzah V'Haisa only says that the technicality of Kedushin is similar to the technicality of Gerushin. But not in the fact that you need das. Nobody's going to say that you can marry, just give me a chance. Nobody's going to say that you can marry a woman against her will. and everybody's going to agree you can divorce her against her will, that means obviously they're not the same with the Yatzah V'Haisa. That means the Yatzah V'Haisa doesn't change the fact that you need Das to get married. Das belongs to the father.
What do you say? When do you
say? First of all, Ramesh had a question first, so he should go first. But I said, I know, but first of all, I want to read the Rashi, because I think Rashi is so wonderful, we have to give him a chance. He's first. Look, Rashi. Kedusha the Midaita, the Bein and Das HaMachna. She has to be able to give herself to somebody. The Ma'lonu Midaita. It's not an exercise of Das. He has no right to say no to the get either. It's not an exercise of das. Yes. For what? For everything besides when her father's in her control.
He's in her control till she's a bulgaris.
Right, which is 12 and a half. The whole sugya of Nara is 6 months. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
When do we use a hekish? When no one has any questions on it? I mean, this is not easy stuff. This is like, when does a hekish work? Right, a person could think, now I don't need das. I mean, you can think it both ways. Yeah, when does the technicality overpower a hekish? I mean, what does a mission on a hekish mean when you have to have questions on it? Do I have to go back to 8th grade now?
I'm trying to word this in the shortest possible form. Technicalities mean that a star can work by Kedushin, just like a star works by Gerushin. That's what we use V'yatza V'haisa. Trying to remember other cases that we use V'yatza V'haisa. So it allows the mechanism of Gerushin to work for Kedushin. Namely, you divorce with the star, you can be Mekadosh with the star. I'm trying to think of other things that we learn on V'yatza V'haisa. I'm sorry? Shlichas, right. I'm sorry. Again, shlichus is a mechanism. How can you affect the get? Through a shliach. So you can do kedushin through a shliach as well. It's a how to do something. It's not in the essence of Gerushin and Kedushin. Gerushin is divorce, and Kedushin is marriage. We're not going to say you're married through Gerushin because of Yatzav Haisa. We're not going to say you're divorced through Kedushin because of Yatzav Haisa. They're two separate things happening. And in the essence of Kedushin, the Torah requires her agreement. So Mamela, we can't say Yatzav Haisa means you don't need her agreement. You can marry a woman against her will. The Torah says you do need a woman's agreement for Kedushin. I don't know. Rashi says because anybody that sells something has to do it willingly. You can't force a person against their will. You can't walk over to somebody and say, I just bought you a box of dishes. No, it's not. You need the guy to agree to sell the box of dishes. So you need a woman to agree to give herself up. So the das belongs to the father. That's in the, I'm trying to say, mechanism I meant, technicality I meant, in the shtar, in the shlichus, in how you can affect this kind of a thing. But you can't change the tzura, or the form, of what the thing is. The thing is a woman giving herself up, and a woman getting herself back. One needs das and one doesn't.
I mean, it's just, but Yibum is not like that.
We're not up to Yibum.
No, all I'm saying is Yibum doesn't look like that.
No, Yibum does not. She can be taken against her will.
Right.
I'm sorry?
Brothers.
Any brother can go on his own and force this woman to live with him, and she's married.
He doesn't have to wait for first brother?
It's a mitzvah. He doesn't have to keep the mitzvah.
But he asked even
if
he wants to keep the mitzvah?
Yeah, the guy walks over. He doesn't ask any questions. He goes and forces this woman into a relationship. Physically.
That's it.
He punches her in the face. and he says, I'm going to live with you right now, like it or not. She's married to him. I might have to pay her the damages for punching in her face, but that's... Yes, doctor.
I can't wait to show up on the papers. We talked about it. I brought up the idea of nothing is identical to what it was, it's the same thing. And I was talking about my whole problem with Tom Shove and things like that, and with Rabbi Gerson, I think that we came up with something which defines the nature of the differences of Javi and Tom Shove, or Tom Shove, or Hekish, or things like that, is when something is contradictory to the essence of the item, that will obviate the relationship.
Again, I'll talk to you later about this thing. I disagree with what you just said, but it doesn't make a difference now because it's not a good as far. Hekish, you can't ask questions on. I'm not asking a question in a Hekish here. I'm saying the Hekish doesn't change the form of the thing. I can learn out Shlichus because Shlichus is not changing the form of Kedushin. It's just allowing for Kedushin to take place in a different way. I can learn out Shtar because it's just allowing Kedushin to take place in a different way. I cannot say it only Das because that's destroying the essence of Kedushin.
Can a Naira, one of the ones that Naira has a Naira?
Can what?
No. Why?
What do you mean why?
She has Das.
Her father controls the Das. That's the right the Torah gave the father. Nothing. And according to this, nothing for Kedushin. For fasting and Yom Kippur, it changes. For halachas that she's chayven, it changes. She now has a lav and she speaks Lashon Hara. She didn't have it as a ktana. But for Kedushin, nothing changes. That's what Rabbi Eichon is saying.
Okay. What Moshe just said, but, you know, what Avram just said, it'll be a serious thing. You know, it's a different thing. We seem to have an unlimited ability to compare this to that, unless we aren't able to compare this. And it doesn't appear to be a hard and fast rule for
entering. It is, but again, it's not, I can sit and argue here for 20 minutes.
No, I'm not trying to argue, and I'm perfectly happy with saying that we talk about it at some point.
Yes.
I believe
it. There's a big difference. I tried to make the difference. We can learn out how to do things. We can't change the structure of the thing.
I think that alludes to what we're saying. We can't change the basic nature.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, by Kabbalah and Tana Shav, I want to argue with you, but heck, this is true. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. Frank the Gemara. Bari Maimer, the Midaita. Maimer, she needs to agree. Tani Bain, he Bain Avia. Then, we're back to the question of Maimer. You need her agreement, and you said whenever you need her agreement, she has no right to agree. Right, that's what we said by Kedushin. So why by Maimer does it work? Dr. Gemara Hasam by Maimer the Balkorch of a Rebbe. We're going like Rebbe who says that Maimer can work without her will. Just like Yibum works without her will, you can walk over to the Yavama, put a ring on her finger and say, I am doing Maimer. And she has no right to refuse. So Machlokes Tanoim, where Rabbi Yechon holds like Rebbe. And Rebbe holds that Maimer works about Karka. So again, it's not a function of Das. And therefore, there we give it to Halacha of that she can do it. I mean, I'm sorry, that she can do it because it's just being there. Fracting among the Tanya. Somebody does a Maimer and she never agreed. Rebbe Aimer Kana, the Maimer worked. Now, what did it work for? He no longer can do chalitza. No other brother can get involved. He is now the designated brother for Yibum. Chalitza is not an option. She never agreed to this Maimer. Rebbe says it makes no difference. And the Gemara explains, my time at the Rebbe, come and be at the Yavama. You learn that like you need to do Yibum. Ma be at the Yavama Balkarka. you can have a relationship with the Yavama without her agreement. The Rabbanon based Maimer on Yibum. Yibum can be done against her will, so can Maimer. Rabbanon Tzavri, Yafinim, and Kedushin. Rabbanon say Maimer is a form of rabbinic Kedushin. It should follow the guidelines of Kedushin. Not Kedushin to be Daita, Avokinami to be Daita. Kedushin needs her acquiescence, so should Maimer. But my commiflugi, Rabbi Yisrael Ramili, the Yavama, and the Yavama, Havilei Lameiluf. You should compare things of Yavama to each other. Hakanami, right, and Rabbanon Tzavri, Kedushin, and Kedushin, Havilei Lameiluf. And Rabbanon say no. To form a Kedushin. So there's the Machloikis Rebbe de Rabbanon. This is an independent Machloikis of our sugya. Does Maimer need her acquiescence? If you learn Maimer does not, so then Maimer is like Gerushin. There's no das necessary. So the Torah did not give the father exclusive rights. Whereas Kedushin needs das. And das is a function of the father, not of her. That's what Rebbe Echel is saying. Enochinami, if you learn like Drabbanon, Rebbe Echel couldn't say this. Because Maimer needs das, and it says clearly that Maimer, she can do it. So Rabbi Yechon would only work in Rebbe. That's what we're saying right now. We're not finished yet, but that's what we're holding at this point. Rashi.
Maimer is literally words?
It's handing her something. It's an act of Kedushin, a ring.
They have to give her
something. Yes. Maimer is a Kedushin. Rashi. Rabbi Hidam, Maimer type is Vivama Bakorcha, and Zark Lakesef. If he threw her money, Vamal Hartmakadashisli. Rabbi Amakana Kishar Maimer, Liyasricha get the Maimerzat. She would need a rabbinic get in Bo Lachlis love, he wants to do Chalitza. Pia the Yavama, Kanyele Bakorche, that's a Pusik. The Nabkalome Vyibma, the Perikama the Yavamas. Period.
Why was it instituted again? Why was Maimer instituted?
There's different reasons why Maimer was instituted, but the simple reason, the easiest reason, is to say, Rabbana were not happy for it going from 0 to 100. They didn't want the relationship between this man and woman to go from nothing to be a
bunch.
They wanted a gradual building of relationship. Again,
I thought there was a Gemara or a Mishnah somewhere that says Shlosha Drachim Niknis Vishtar Vikesef.
I love this. Yes, and therefore what?
So what do we see? What do we see? The Torah says.
The Torah said a person can live with a woman from 0 to 100 and it works.
Right.
And then the Rabbanon came along and said, if you're Mekadesh Babia, we put you in Cherem. Gemara and Kedushin. What? Malchus, I'm sorry. We give you Malchus. Gemara and Kedushin. Somebody's Mekadesh Machlokes, two little Gemara. My name is
First
Perek, you'd give him. In Kedushin. You give him.
Yud Gimel,
yeah. Yes.
But someone who takes is Yavama and forces himself upon her, there's no punishment. So
for what?
So that, you know, we're dealing with a different thing here. I mean,
the question is, Rabbanan came along to institute a thing called Maimer.
Right.
It's a rabbinic invention. And when they invented it, they followed things that the Torah had told us.
It's neither fully sufficient nor necessary.
Again, maskim. But the Rabbanan came along and instituted a thing called Maimer.
100%.
Now, do we need her agreement to do the Maimer? Rebbe said they followed the guidelines of Yibum that don't need her agreement. So this institution of Maimer also doesn't need agreement. And Rabbanan say, excuse me, Maimer is supposed to replicate Kedushin. Therefore, they followed the guidelines of Kedushin. It's how they set up this takanah. They had two things in front of them. They wanted an act that looked like Kedushin, it's only rabbinic, but at the same time was dealing with the Yavama. So they had to, they wrote the rules. So they could write the rules any way they wanted to.
That was a cut from not. Okay, I mean, in what you've seen, does anyone say, I mean, when you look in the swarm, they talk about the marriage continues even after, in a certain sense. Even
Zika is great and wonderful and everybody loves it. That's not the point. The point is we can't use those things in a halacha. You know, halacha decides the esoteric. Esoteric does not decide halacha.
Right.
This is halacha. I mean, the dry halacha.
I mean, it's a difference between anatomy and physiology.
Again, but this is what it is. Don't think of my right.
In this Teretz, you can't say Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. He doesn't have Teretz over here.
What do you mean?
He says Rabbi Yochanan, even the Rabban, this is the first time Rabbi Yochanan doesn't call it even the Rabban.
Because, I'm sorry, I skipped. Okay, now we missed Sabra because he's talking about Tarish Rabbi Yechonon. And by the way, what Rabbi Yechonon said makes sense. That when it says Bein Hia, Bein Avia, it's only like Rebbe, and it's only Mimer. Because he tried to save him, Hashem came to Kedushin. That same Mishnah that we quoted, we left that part of that Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Agnara can do Mimer and can't do Kedushin. The Mishnah made the difference. We didn't bring that. It's in parentheses on the third line of the page. But the Gemara was operating without that part of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, you know, we're right. Because that same Mishnah that said Mimer can work against by herself also said Kedushin can't. So obviously you're going to have to make a difference between Mimer and Kedushin. Must be it's going like Rabbi. But the Mishnah clearly states, Masha Ein came be Kedushin. Which is like Rabbi Yechonon. Because they say that the Gemara acts now like we just found that part of the Mishnah. Because if we knew that to begin with, we would be jumping over all of that right away. So the Gemara operated with the Mishnah, don't ask me why, as if that Mishnah didn't exist, that part. And then the Gemara said, oh, by the way, what you just said makes absolute sense because the Mishnah itself said it. Frank, the Gemara, the Emetavachov to the Rish Lakish. This Mishnah is against Emetavachov to the Rish Lakish. This Mishnah clearly says by Kedushin, she cannot accept Kedushin. It says, Mashain came to Kedushin. So how can Rish Lakish say Kedushin is the same as Gerushin? It's a Mishnah. Amalach Rish Lakish, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi, Damein Shtei Zayim Kazerchus Gakas. You're right. I didn't say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. He said by get also a woman can accept her own get. That Mishnah that said there's a difference between Mimer and Kedushin is going like Rabbi Yehuda that holds she can't get her own get either. Mimer is different because it works like Yibum. You don't need anything. It's an act without any, just does what he wants. Mashenk in Kedushin or Gerushin, the father has exclusive rights. Correct the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to want to know why is Mimer different. If the father has exclusive rights for Gerushin, why shouldn't he have exclusive rights over Mimer? Gerushin can work Balkarka. Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. Correct the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Mashain can be Kedushin, Mashain can be Gerushin, the Mishnah should have said there's a difference between Mimer and Gerushin. Mishnah, if you learn it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, so the Mishnah made a difference between Mimer and Kedushin. But if you're going like a Yehuda who says she can't even accept her own get, so then the difference is between Mimer and Gerushin. And for the Gemara, you're right. Ain't no chinami. But I didn't. Tari Mimer did not like Kedushin. Tari Nami Mashayin came with Kedushin. The Mishnah could have said she can do Mimer on her own and she can't do Gerushin on her own, like a Yehuda. But we're talking about Mimer, which is marriage, so we talk about Kedushin. So now, let's stop here and let's review what we have. At this point, what we have is as follows. There's a machloikus tanoim by Gerushin. Can a Nara accept her own get? We're going to take Rabbi Yechonon and then Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechonon said that machloikus only exists by Gerushin, does not exist by Kedushin. Why? The way we're learning right now is Kedushin is a function of Das. Das, the father controls. Gerushin is a function of action, no Das. That she can do on her own. Mimer, like Rebbe, is also a function of action. Therefore, she can do it on her own. That's Rabbi Yechonon's pshat at this point. Kedushin, she can't do on her own because her father controls her das. Gerushin doesn't need das; she can do on her own. Mimer would depend on the machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan. Rabbanan say Mimer needs das; it would be like Kedushin. Rebbe who says Mimer doesn't need das; it would be like Gerushin. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learned. Rish Lakish says, no, that the machlokes of Gerushin applies to Kedushin as well. We got a problem in Rish Lakish. The Mishnah says Masha Ein came to Kedushin. How can you argue with a Mishnah? The answer is, that's Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said she can't take her own get, so she can't take her own Kedushin. The Rabbanan would say she can take her own get, would say she can take her own Kedushin. Why did the Mishnah say Masha Ein came to Kedushin? We're talking about marriage, so we use Kedushin as the contrast. That's what we're saying. So according to Rish Lakish, Kedushin would work on her own. The Mishnah says not. That's Rabbi Yehuda who says Gerushin doesn't work on her own either. That's what we're up to here. So we have Shat in Rish Lakish, and we have Shat in Rabbi Yehuda. The only thing that's left is why is Rabbi Yehuda differentiate between Maimer and Gerushin? If it doesn't work for Gerushin, and it doesn't work for Kedushin, why should she be able to do her own Maimer? Bishlam, before we said Maimer doesn't need Das. Now we're saying it doesn't make a difference. She can't even do her own get. Frak the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Maishna Maimer. Why is Maimer different? Emphat the Gemara, Heo Skuka Vaimedas. And this was the Swara, I think, of Feitel said at the beginning. She's partially bonded to him already, bound to him already. Yibum is different. She's not a free agent. When her husband died, she didn't go back to her father completely. There's a Yibum waiting that she's stuck with. Therefore, it's a different halacha. You can't compare it to neither Gerushin nor Kedushin, because this is a woman that's not free. Therefore, you don't need Das. Therefore, she can do it herself. Because she's not doing much herself. The Torah already did it to her. The Torah made her bound to her husband. To Yavam, sorry. Thank you. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hakinami Mistapa, the 120 got been Maimer, Bain Hiba, and Yop. The Maimer al Karchakai, he's going by Maimer. Abu Bashar Kedushin, Avi of Lohi Kurib Yechanan. With the 20 Sefer, Bahiva, Nara, Bemidas, Avi, Bemidas, Atzmam, Mashain Kim Bekedushin. Ahi Rabbi Hudi, from Timer, but Maimer, my Timer Maida, Umaishno Maimer, me Garrison, Harry Shneem al Karcha, why is Maimer different? Kami Poroku Mashani, Kdei Skuka by Medeth, because she's already bound. He argues even by Gerushin. Even the Gerushin poly, since it's going like a Yehuda, there argues by Gerushin. This Nayu Bakarka, which is against the will, Maishno Maimer the Maidaba. So why is Maimer different? Therefore, you don't need anything. She's already, it's like the father's not in control anymore. Because she's already bound to him. Now the Gemara is going to go and bring in one more thing. Once we have the Svara Skuka Vaimedes, once we go and say that Maimer is totally different because she's already bound to him, so we can go back to our first answer. We can say we wanted to make a difference in the Kedushin and Gerushin, that Gerushin is coming back to her father's Rishus, and Kedushin is leaving her father's Rishus. That was the first Svara we said. We said, but Maimer, she's leaving and she can do it on her own. Once you see Maimer is different, that question never begins. We started off from Shat and Rabbi Yochanan that the difference between Kedushin and Gerushin is once she's re-entering her father's Rishus and once she's leaving. So we had a question. Maimer, she's leaving and she can do it herself. Well, now that we've established that Maimer is different because she's already partially bound, so the kasha never started. So go back to your first explanation and there's no problem. Or go back to your second explanation. Right? You don't have to. Maimer is different. Don't ask questions from Maimer. Maimer is not a regular Kedushin. She's already bound. So all the questions we've been asking from Maimer are deleted. canceled. So we can go back to whatever pshat we want without the terutzim we had to say. We were interested why Maimer is different. We had to say it's going like Rebbe. We had to say that we can't say it's dependent that she's going back to her father. That's all because you had a problem with Maimer. But we just established that Maimer is totally different. So go back to the Gemara and make whatever difference you want to make, and don't answer Maimer. Because Maimer has nothing to do with anything. Dr. Gemara, Hashna to us is Lahachi. Now that you've said that Maimer is no different, it's different. Rabbi Yechon Amilei Tikshi Lachmi Kara. Forget about the beginning of your questions. Shaili Maimer, the Skuka Vemetis. There goes your question. The whole reason we had to change Shatim and Rabbi Yechon was because of Maimer. Maimer, Maimer, Maimer. Maimer is different. Forget about Maimer. Forget about Maimer. And therefore, we can go back to the first shot, or we can stick to the second shot and don't have to say it's like Rebbe. Don't bring Maimer into the picture. Maimer is a totally different kind of transaction because he's already partially bound to her husband. Let's do Rashi. So Rashi has to do us as well. The tallest time is from the Skuka Vemedes. You've just made it dependent that Maimer is different because she's bound. Rabbi Yechon Nami, the time of Kama, the Yor, Rabbi Yechon, the Messiah, go back to the first reason, the Ger Ebonon, the Ger Shemachneses Atzma, the Shusaviyah, the Kedushim of Kaf Atzma, the Ger she's coming back, and Kedushim she's leaving. Wait, Sivna mi Maimer, we ask from Maimer, the Mavkas Atzma, like Tikshi. The Ikilishnu Yanami, Shiny Maimer, Payos Kukubay Medes. Maimer is not a factor anymore. Now, in the test, just saying, I didn't know how far I was going to get. So there are no questions on the Gemara that I just taught today. I'm Mdawad Amadav. So everybody gets a break of that. And I didn't know how far I was going to go, so I cut the questions to Mem Gimel Amad Beis on the bottom, or to Mdawad Amadav on top. But I never got to the bottom. I don't remember what my last question was. What was my last question?
Why is Dushan same as Gershon? Why not?
Right, so I left it on Mem Gimel Amad Beis. I didn't go on the Gemara, so I gave everybody a break. Yes, Doctor.
How is this different from the question that I asked earlier, which you referred to Zika? I'm very hesitant to call it a partial marriage because we know that death terminates marriage. On the other hand, there is a part of the process of things. There's a part of the process which is already linking her into the family, which is Zika.
This is what the Gemara is saying.
That's exactly what I said 10 minutes ago.
Okay, I misunderstood it, so I apologize.
Are you
going to
do a test next week?
What? I'm making a test on Wednesday. What?
Put it on there.
No, I'm not going to do that. Why should I do that? It's not fair.
It's not fair on that page. It doesn't get any questions.
It's the bottom of the page. Back to the Gemara. Tanan. And this is the reason why this sugya is here. Why in the world are we discussing the father's rights here? I mean, the Mishnah told us the father has a right for Kedushin. The Gemara is now going to use that Mishnah to either prove Rabbi Yechonah right or prove Rosh Lakish right. Let's see. Tanan. Ish Mekadosh es Bitoy Kishinara Bay Ubishluchai. Father can marry off his daughter when she's a Nara, by himself or by an agent. Now, what the Mishnah should have said is the father can marry off his daughter when he's a Nara, or she can marry herself off when she's a Nara. The Mishnah seems to be limiting the marriage prospects of a Nara to the father. It's not allowing only Boy Ubishluchai. It's saying a Ish Mekadosh es Bitoy Kishinara Boy Ubishluchai. Mashma, if Rosh Lakish was right, then the Mishnah should have said a man can marry off his daughter or she can marry herself off when she's a Nara. Why is the Mishnah only talking about the father? Could say either him or her. Mishnah says him. Amalek Rosh Lakish. Hanami Rabbi Yehuda, he's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't give the woman any rights even for Gerushin. Rashi. Don't Rashi, Ba, Mishluch Alai, sorry, even for Gerushin, for sure for Kedushin. He says a woman can't even accept her own divorce as an Ara. I never did it yet, I'm doing it right now. Yeah, right now. Ba, Mishluch Alai. Rashi, Alma Naris Yeshla Av Lemikacha Atzma. Because some Kedai that we now think that we are Kaili, that everybody agrees to that. The answer is, not everybody agrees to that. It's only Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, we will stop here. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.